With like an old-fashioned raid, police stormed the New York Times and the New York Post, to name a few. What was that about? We have the scoop for you. In the meantime, Obama granting an interview to Fox News, but they already like Major Garrett, so it wasn't one of the talk shows that's going to happen on Wednesday, by the way. And Vice President Joe Biden, the security detail, in yet another car crash, third in a week. What is happening with the protective detail? Are people stepping in front of these cars? Are someone not paying attention? Three in a week? That's more than bad luck. And sadly, somebody was killed in one of them, as you know. We're going to take you overseas and to China, so to speak, for reaction anyway, I guess, of the meeting with President Hu and our president, President Obama. The economy was one of the things that was talked about, but that wasn't all. Of course, nuclear proliferation high on the list, and climate change, one of our favorite things to talk about here on America Tonight. You know, it's funny, as we try to be fair and balanced, to steal a line from Fox, the scientists that we've had on and others who have studied climate change tell us it's just a teensy, teensy, teensy bit. But then I see other things on the tube that make me think, man, if I use one more ounce of hairspray, I'm going to tip the scales over when it comes to what we're doing to the ozone. But we'll jump into that in just a second. First, let's cross the border and take you to Montreal. Kate Delaney here on ATN, being joined by Sam in Montreal. Sam, you get the first crack at this. You are the opening guy. You are the opening act, so make it good.
Well, I went to the hockey game tonight, and what a game.
Canadians, of course you're going to mention a hockey game.
I can either that or mention the Alouettes.
Why don't you tell us about, wasn't there an earthquake in Canada?
Yeah,
what was the deal with the earthquake?
In B.C., in the province of British Columbia. Province of British Columbia, which is on the border of the state of Washington, so it's nowhere near me. But, you know, when I heard B.C., I automatically assumed I better not be near Vancouver because Vancouver's hosting the Olympics pretty soon. But it wasn't anywhere near there. It was centered in an area called the Queen Charlotte Islands. It was a 6.6 on the Richter scale. Then there was a one a few hours later that wasn't as powerful, but, you know, people worried that maybe a tsunami would come and all this. And it's also pouring big time in parts of B.C. In fact, the joke is they call it the wet coast, not the west coast.
Ooh, all right. So there was a weather update, too, along with
yeah,
that.
But there's a lot of snow up in Whistler. So for all the people who are ski fans for the Olympics, yes, there will be skiing. And they put on the Olympic website, they put out tickets for last 100,000 tickets that were left, and certain sports went like that, but other sports are still available if you like bobsledding and skeleton and cross country skiing and stuff like that. But like the gold medal men's hockey game and the gold medal women's hockey game, forget it, they're gone.
Oh, all right. So some good updates from Sam in Montreal. Quick question about Whistler for people listening to us.
Right.
And they have kids, and sometimes they'll take these ski vacations. Whistler, wasn't that the site where Natasha Richardson was, and she was on the bunny hill and
hit
her head?
No, it was here in my province, Quebec, and on Mont-Tremblant.
Oh, yeah. And that was just a bunny hill. So I'm wondering, since that's just a stone's throw away from you, are they kind of telling people you have to wear helmets or no? It just depends
the
on
government,
what you want to do.
Okay, this was as of last winter. I haven't heard anything now because right now they're worried about making sure that everyone gets the H1N1 flu shot and stuff like that. And the government is thinking, courtesy of a coroner's report, of maybe making it mandatory for everybody, not just, you know, children up to a certain age. They want to make it mandatory, or they wanted to. I don't know what's happening now. I think it would be a good idea. Of course, you got the real macho with ski bumps who are saying, no, that's because they were, you know, man on the hill. Would it be a good idea? No, it's for wimps. You know, if you're tough, if you like skiing and you're tough, you wouldn't wear a helmet. You know, the usual BS.
Right, right, exactly.
Right.
It's kind of like the deal. Well, it's different when you talk about motorcycles, but there's helmet laws in some states, and then others don't have it, and
right.
people don't want to wear the helmets. But then, you know, there you're talking about speed on a bike. But of course, when you're on skis, you're talking about speed.
You also, well, not quite as fast as say helmets, but still fast enough. And if you know anything about physics, I mean, if they go flying, you know, if they hit a tree. You know, forget it. You know.
Yeah, you're not going to win that. You're not going to win that battle with a tree. I agree.
Right, and right now our humble prime minister is in India, visiting the Indian. You know, visiting there, talking about trade and whatever else. So talking about our heads of state being all over the world.
Yeah, boy, and obviously we can relate with the situation with President Hu, which is what we're going to jump to here in just a second, Sam.
Okay.
You gave us a good preview. Thank you for that throw to that. You have a good one.
Take care, gorgeous.
All right, so here's what I was just mentioning. Obama talking economy and climate with President Hu.
President Hu and I also made progress on the issue of climate change. As the two largest consumers and producers of energy, there can be no solution to this challenge without the efforts of both China and the United States. And that's why we've agreed to a series of important new initiatives in this area. As President Hu indicated, we are creating a joint clean energy research center and have achieved agreements on energy efficiency, renewable energy, cleaner uses of coal, electric vehicles, and shale gas. On the issue of nonproliferation, President Hu and I discussed our shared commitment to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, and I told him how appreciative I am of China's support for the global nonproliferation regime, as well as the verifiable elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. We agreed on the importance of resuming the six-party talks as soon as possible. As I said in Tokyo, North Korea has a choice. It can continue down the path of confrontation and provocation that has led to less security, less prosperity, and more isolation from the global community, or it can choose to become a full member of the international community, which will give a better life to its people by living up to international obligations and foregoing nuclear weapons.
All right, so obviously the three big things that they were talking about, and some people are making a big deal about the way Obama bowed to the president of China, and he's got to grovel to the president of China because they've got $800 billion of our debt, and that could cause disaster for our financial system. And there were big concerns over, and still are, over of what's happening with the dollar, the devaluation of the dollar. So there is some groveling going on. But you heard that chunk there about climate and climate change, and the Copenhagen summit is around the bend, basically. And the idea there was to get everybody on board, particularly China, as you know, and Russia for another, and, of course, some of the developing nations who said they can't even afford to do what's being suggested, like India, that there's no way they could possibly do it. It would be crippling. So then you say to yourself, well, it's not easy being green, but, boy, there's a lot of big money in green. Just ask Al Gore about that. So there was a poll that was done. The AP and NBC Universal asked a handful of us across the nation about what we're doing to embrace green. Wait till you hear what the poll turned up. That's next on ATN.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Meeting a girl like you, Sarah Palin says she wants to play a major role in national politics. And then the quote was, if people will have me. Kind of clever, the people promoting the book. She's got a bus that says Going Rogue, An American Life. And it says by Sarah Palin, and she's traveling around and doing many of these book signings. I know Tomas called us and said that she was going to be in his neck of the woods in Grand Rapids, which is pretty interesting. I think he was going to go and check it out. He'll have to give us the 411 on it. So that's an interesting question about Sarah Palin. Will she play? I mean, this is a fair question, folks. Will she play a major role in politics or not? Her name keeps getting mentioned for 2012. You can throw in your 2 cents on that, 800-259-5791. She's going to get a lot of headlines, I think, and she's going to continue with books or speeches or whatever. All right, I mentioned this poll about going green, and we've talked about this before. While I don't believe in some of the exaggerated things that are being said as far as, quotes, global warming, because I think it certainly is a big pot of money that people are making with the whole idea of green. Now, I've said this before, recycling bottles and cans and, you know, saving energy with your thermostat, because let's face it, also, too, that saves on your pocketbook, newspapers and recycling. I mean, of course, there's easily stuff that you can do that makes sense anyway, okay? They did a poll, AP did, and NBC, and they tried to get a handle on this, and it's tough to do, about people's attitudes about the environment, and they felt from the people that they polled that about 60% that were surveyed thought that they had a great deal or a lot of personal responsibility to do something to help protect the environment. 37% said rarely, if ever, even thought about the impact of their actions on the Earth's health. So when you look at Europe, some of the European countries are ahead of the game with recycling and green programs that they've had there for a long time, for a couple of decades. And we're behind them as far as certain green things. 8 out of 10 people who were concerned about environmental protection said they believe their actions are helping to protect the environment. Now, what they found was is that most people would do the deal of recycling bottles and cans, and then they would do the insulating the home for the energy thing, too. They would be willing to do that, and they had done that, some of the people that were polled. But when they were asked about other things, like carpooling or mass transit, more than 6 in 10 people said they thought it would actually even help the environment. Only 3 in 10 said they were likely to do it, and 4 in 10 said they were not likely at all to carpool or take mass transit. Now, what do you think is wrong with that poll? How many people live in an area where they could even take a subway or a bus or some other mode of transportation, a cable car, whatever? How many people can do that? And carpooling, while it's not a bad idea, because first of all, I know where I live, the HOV lane is tremendous because very few people are in it. So rush hour traffic, you would zoom miles ahead of everybody and get home probably 15 minutes faster. But what happens is people don't have those kind of schedules anymore. How many people listening have a set schedule where you're in at a certain time and you're off at a certain time and there's no gray area in between, where you're either working overtime or you're coming in early or you're not sure when you're going to get off, you're working on a project or, you know, whatever the reason might be. I think that's part of it. And people don't live near each other. A lot of the people that you work with might not live in your neck of the woods or even close to it. So it doesn't work out that you could possibly carpool. Now, I might be wrong about that. There may be an easy way for some people to carpool, but I don't think so. I think that there's big disparities in what people do and when they go to work and all that other sort of stuff. So to me, the things like insulation that you can do, of course, if it helps you anyway, I mean, why not? What the recycling, bottles and cans, of course, and newspapers, yeah. But when we start to talk about what's in the atmosphere and we start to talk about the green machine that's going to tax us to death, and then we have people on who disprove so many of the theories and they're men of science, then they're not whack jobs. They have the credentials, and they'll speak specifically to the some of the information that's being, you know, spouted out there as gospel. Yeah, I gotta say, you have to convince us a whole lot more and shed some light, because I am not convinced on that front at all whatsoever. Mark is listening to us in New York. We're talking about the green scheme and other things. Hey, Mark.
Hey, honey, can I veer off topic for a sec?
Of course. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Obama in China.
Yeah.
Before I do, though, okay, I always do that. I set you up and then I go somewhere else. You know Anita Dunn, the former communications director, she was
yeah.
by the administration. I didn't.
Yeah.
I screamed and ranted and raved about her nervous tic, the way she flicks her mouth when she talks. And I'm not going to go about how she praised Mao and Mother Teresa. I know your folks, they're pretty up, the talk radio audience knows about this. But there was something that I read about her, and it does go to his quote about what he said in China. Apparently, when she was down in Dominican Republic last January, this is what done, even though she's been fired, this is what she said about the Obama campaign. Remember the most a transparent and open campaign. Listen to this. Quote, very rarely did we communicate through the press anything that we didn't absolutely control.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this, yeah.
One of the reasons that we did so many of the David Plouffe videos, I guess he's one of his supporters, not just for our supporters, but also because it was a way for us to get our message out without having to actually talk to reporters, end quote. I fell out of my chair when I read this because I heard about the Mao comment first. I mean, we communicated through the press anything that we didn't absolutely control.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes over to China and he talks about having non-believing in censorship and having an open society, who the hell does he think he's fooling? When Google and Yahoo restrict the words liberty, I mean, not even that. There's so much stuff that Chinese people are not allowed to access, and he knows this. Our telephone companies, our computer companies have been selling the communication devices and technology to spy on people, and they're doing it up to us here. So this just makes me disgusted. And Really quick, I've never discussed religion, my particular religion, on this show, but I just want to say something about an organization over in China called the Falun Gong. You know who the people are, and people do not know. It's a religious sect. As we speak right now on this phone, Kate, they are, their political prisoners are being harvested for their organs. I read a long story about this. They anesthetize these people, and they take their organs out while they're still alive so they can be transplanted into party officials and anybody else. He says nothing about human rights, and he can't because we borrowed so much money from them.
That's right.
But the Falun Gong, America, I know the Nazis made lampshades out of people's skin, and they're as horrible as they are, but as we're talking on the phone, they're harvesting organs from prisoners, these animals in China, these communists.
Yeah.
And he goes over there, and he kisses their rear ends.
Mm-hmm.
And to bow to the son or the fourth son of Hirohito. Hirohito in Japan, I know this is another topic, who bombed Pearl Harbor. And when they asked him about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, he mentioned how he wants a non-proliferation. But he didn't mention Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm freaking disgusted. And I say this with all candor. I'm just so disgusted with both parties. But the more, and I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. I know your leftist listeners out there that don't like me will say, oh, I knew he was going to say this. The more they dump on Sarah Palin, the more I'm going to support her. She must scare the living hell out of the left to call her all these names. They're giving her no uptake for what she is, what she's accomplished. And I will support her, and I'll send money to her. I will do a lot of research first, and I won't tell anybody because I hope she goes into a different party. Screw the Republicans. If she can do something for Link, some independent line, I will support her, and I would urge others to, to try to change our government from the top down. Thanks, baby.
All right, interesting. Mark talked about something that I mentioned weeks and weeks ago on America Tonight that I was stunned as well. We talked about it on the show that Anita Dunn said that we control the media after they play the transparency card, which is why I bring up a lot on the show what they're saying about Fox and how ridiculous it is, because I always say I'm not the great defender of Fox. Who cares? Because I think it's ridiculous that they would even care about the media, but they care a lot about the media, and that's why planting people and asking certain questions to be asked of them, etc. Interesting. Mark says he would support Sarah Palin. That's something I brought up earlier because the push is on. She said, if you'll have me, I'd be interested in politics. It's a coy way of saying they're kind of testing the waters for the presidency or something else. 2012, closer than you think. 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Said it over and over again. We worship at the feet of the Chinese, at least our leaders do, because they've got to grovel $800 billion. And then you wonder why, when the tea bag movement is attacked, and they, and so many people say, well, what, you know, who cares about the deficit? I mean, we're going to handle it. We have ways to do that. And the national debt, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me? And this is what happens. Then China starts, as I said in our last hour, China starts to buy up our national landmarks and buildings. And before you know it, every single property worth anything in New York and Los Angeles and Chicago and everywhere in between is owned by the Chinese. Hey, they're not fools. That debt is a strong hand at the poker table, no doubt. And that's why there can't be lots of criticism coming from Washington, and they darn well know it, and the Chinese know they own us. So human rights doesn't matter. You cannot tell them what to do at this point in the game. All right, as I said, we're talking about a couple of different things, including Sarah Palin, who says, I'd be interested in politics, basically, if you'll have me. And there's no question that she's polarizing people. Either love her or they don't like her at all and they trash her. It's one or the other. There's no doubt that there's enough people that would support Sarah Palin that there are things she could do nationally, probably in the Republican Party. But as Mark said, who says it has to be the Republican Party? Although I'm pretty sure from everything that I've heard, there's no question that's exactly where she's headed for if she gets enough support, and she has some support among some key Republicans. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I might lose you up here, I hope not. I'm hanging in there. Hey, I personally think she's a dingbat, but anyways.
But here's the thing. Wait. But let me stop you, though. But here's the thing. If she's popular and she's electable in a position, doesn't even have to be a position, you know, it could be something in the Republican Party. It's about that. You know that. Politics is about popularity.
Yeah, but, you know, Kate, I told you the night he picked her, they were going to lose. And the minute her name came up,
let me ask you this, though. Did you think if Mitt Romney or somebody else was on the ticket, they really had a chance to beat Obama with the whole change and all the push on Obama?
No, they didn't. They had no chance. That's why they picked McCain in the first place.
Yeah, there was no chance. Yeah.
It was looking like he might have a chance, you know, for a while there. And she gave him a big boost in points. But, I mean, there's the woman who got ate up by Cutie Pie Katie Couric, you know, in an interview. And then got whipped by Biden in the vice presidential debate, you know. And I told you, Kate. I mean, you know what American politicians are, the ones that go to Washington? They're snakes. That's what they are. They got one job when they go to Washington, and that's to bring home the money to their district or to their state, you know, if they're a senator. You know, that's what these guys go there for. I mean, even like every time they pass one of these bills, there's 3,000-something, you know, what do they call those things?
Earmarks.
Earmarks attached to the bill. What's
that
have to do with the bill? You know,
nothing.
That's what it is, Kate. That's what their job is. I mean, that's why they sell their soul to the devil before they even get to Washington, because they know that, hey, I'm going to make, you know, yeah, I'm going to, you know, yeah, my job says I make $100,000 or whatever it is they pay a congressman or a senator now. But you know darn well they're getting far more money from that, from all the people they sell their soul to going.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and she ain't done that. You know, that's the point. She's not like them. You know, and it's just not in a situation right now where America's going to go outside of this. You know, I mean, they keep electing that, you know, there's no term limits on the senators, you know, and they keep reelecting the same idiots. I mean,
oh,
you know,
no kidding.
You know, and you know, because they will lose their seniority. You know, if we lose this senator, then we don't get as much money coming back to the state, and it's just sick. It really is.
I agree.
My whole point is, you know, I wish we'd have done away with the federal government years ago. And I mean, about the only thing we really do we need is a national, Department of Defense. You know, and I mean, look how much of the government's repetitive. I mean, you got the Agriculture Department, right? Hey, guess what, Kate? Every state's got their own Agriculture Department. You got the labor department. Every state's got their own little labor department, you know? So it's multiple governments, and guess who's paying for it? American taxpayer.
That's right.
You know? But anyway, though, but listen, by the way, I think when Obama went to, Mark mentioned something about, you know, he didn't mention Pearl Harbor. Well, his whole thing over there right now is to, you know, scare the Chinese and scare everybody about nuclear weapons, and you know, so I think that's why he brought up Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you know. And by the way, I don't know if I ever told you. I told you I went to high school in Japan. My dad was in the army over there.
You did?
I had my graduation dinner with the I guess he's Emperor Akihito now. But anyways, it's a long story. But I'll tell you about it sometime. But anyway, I couldn't figure out why he was going over there. What he really was expecting to get done going into China. But I think I figured it out. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did I tell you I thought the best costume Barack Obama could play? I told you a while back.
The best costume?
Yeah, if he was to, you know, don a costume for, you know,
I don't remember.
Halloween.
What would it be?
Well, he looks perfect. His figure and everything. He'd be the perfect Grinch. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You paint him green, and, you know, he's kind of got a long neck, you know?
Sure.
He'd be a perfect Grinch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started thinking now, who's the president of China?
President Who. I know the Who's.
So we caught a Chinese Whoville, and he went over there and stole Christmas from him. See?
But I'm bumpy. You're right. I, every time I say President Who's name, it's so funny that you bring up Dr. Seuss references. But I do think of the Grinch. So that is a very good reference. Don, we're gonna let you slide. Thanks,
all
my
right.
man. So we can go and talk to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, that song you're playing when you come back, I guess it's pretty appropriate for how the country's going there on a fast highway to hell. That's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
But first of all, I want to say, you know, Mark's absolutely right. My opinion, you know, there's two parties. We're not going to get a third party system, I'm afraid. So you got to reinvent one of them. And I'd like to see the Republican Party reinvented in conservatism, which, well, isn't exactly popular with a lot of people. But as far as calling Sarah Palin a dingbat, I think she's the farthest thing from a dingbat, considering she's denied earmarks when she was governor of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong.
Yeah, you heard him say.
She didn't deny earmarks.
You're right. You're right.
She also gave money back to the people. Mm-hmm. And she did, and she had a statement that was pretty good. So I think Sarah Palin's going on the right track, and Don's right. John McCain didn't have a chance in hell, and I feel like he threw the game like a boxer would, you know. And man, it just I think she's got it, but it's like you said, either you like her, you love her, or you hate her. It's there's no in between with Sarah Palin.
Right, absolutely.
And I don't understand how the liberals will get on there and they will call Sarah Palin to see you next Tuesday and think nothing about it, if you get what I'm saying. But now, you know, if you or Hannity or any of them were called Nancy Pelosi that, oh, my God, there would be hell to pay.
Yeah, we'd be done. I'd probably be done, yeah.
Right. So, liberals always play by different rules. And they always have, and that's just how it goes. But I do want to say, I was talking to another fellow today, and we were talking about this whole Japan thing, and he wants to go see, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and, I'm having a brain fart. But anyway, if he goes over there and apologizes for us nuking him, so help me God, that will make so many people upset. It was bad enough he went to Europe and did a whole apology tour anyway. And called us, he called us everything he could. He pretty much denounced his own country, and it's aggravating. And maybe it's just me, but, you know, I'm a proud American, and I had a church thing to go through, too, Sunday at my father-in-law's church, and we were out there, and they were having a Thanksgiving dinner. The pastor said, Thanksgiving is very important, but he said Wednesday was Veterans Day. And most important people we need to thank in this country is our veterans. And when he talked about it, he sat back and he really thought about it. We're a free country. We have the right to practice any religion we choose, whether it be Muslim, Catholic, Catholicism, anything, Methodist, Baptist, whatever. And every day we take that for granted. And when you go to some of these other countries, you realize how great we have it. We have the best system. We have one of the best penal codes. We have one of the best governments. We have capitalism in this country. I was 18 years old when I started my business, my first business. And it was, there's not many countries you can do that with.
No, I agree.
And we live in the greatest country, and I guess why people like Mark and Don and me and everybody, you know, and then of course we all agree to disagree at times, but I think the reason we all get so just fired up over it is because I feel like it's my freedom. It's my kids' freedom. It's my kids paying back something that was given to somebody else who didn't earn it. And when I tell my children on a daily basis, if you want something alive, get off your butt and go make it. And then you've got a government just handed away. It just pisses me off. Thanks, Kate.
All right, Stu, drive safely. I love that last line that he said. It's true. You have to get up if you want something. It is available, but you have to get off your rear end and you have to go after it. That's the key. Don says the same thing all the time. We can live out the American dream still unless they completely destroy it. Coming up, Lou Dobbs' take on Sarah Palin.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Bloody well right to say what he wanted to say. Been with CNN for 27 years. Boy, that is a long time in a career. 27 years. How many people even listening to me? It's like you heard Stu say, I started my first business when I was 18, and he's had different businesses and career, different changes of kind of his career since then, like all of us, right? But 27 at one network, and he's one of the founding faces of CNN gone because the president of CNN says that they want a middle-of-the-road approach. They want a more milquetoast approach because it's doing so well for them right now. And I'll say this again. How can you, at any network, I don't care what network it is, whether we like the people on the network or not, or think it's ridiculous some of the things that are being spouted, but how can you do a talk show and not have an opinion? I mean, not have an opinion on anything. It doesn't have to be hard stance, hardliner, and everything. But, boy, middle of the road? So they're going to get ratings with who do they have? Campbell Brown and Anderson Cooper, whose ratings have definitely dropped off. I don't even know what the Larry King is. They're not going to do anything different with Larry King, and that's an interview show, so that's a little bit different. I can't even remember all the people that they've got on CNN on some of those shows, but I certainly don't think that they're going to get huge ratings playing the game that way, but whatever. Might have been an excuse to blow out Lou Dobbs. So Lou Dobbs has been doing the media palooza. He's everywhere. Everybody's talking to him about what happened and what he's going to do in the future and some opinions on some things that are happening. He was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, and he talked about what happened with CNN and also his thoughts on Sarah Palin. Here's a little snippet of that.
CNN decided to go one way, and ultimately it became clear to both CNN management and myself that we were going to go separate directions. And the primary issue was over the way in which I wanted to anchor a broadcast and host a broadcast and the way in which they wanted to go. Since I take it a little personally, perhaps it was just mine, but they made it very clear they wanted the network to go middle of the road. And to be very neutral, and Matt, you and I have known each other for a long time. You know I'm not a very neutral fellow. Well, she's certainly the front runner in terms of her popularity in the Republican Party, and therefore, de facto, it seems to me, Matt, she is staking out her territory. Would I consider voting for her? Frankly, based on what I've seen, personally, no. I'm an independent. I've got no dog in the hunts of either the Democrats or the Republicans. But I think the woman had a brilliant address at the Republican convention last year. I think that since then she's left a lot to be, I'll put it this way, desired as a person who is seeking votes. But that may be what this is about, campaigning for those votes like mine that certainly are not persuaded at this point.
All right, that was a diplomatic answer. He is right about the Republican convention. She did knock it out of the park that night, and she was a newbie and a fresh face, and the whole idea of going with the woman, and here she was from Alaska and the unknown, all that sort of stuff. No question about that. Absolutely not. And then from there, it went downhill when everybody was looking for their edge in their interviews, etc. So here's what's interesting about Sarah Palin with this Going Rogue book. A former McCain campaign senior advisor, a woman named Nicole Wallace, is saying Palin's book is based on fabrications and that the basis for her depictions of Wallace and others, especially the campaign director, a guy named Steve Schmidt, as villains, took place in her imagination. And that, you know, she did say this, though. She probably has a legitimate complaint that things could have been better conceived and executed. No kidding, really? And here's what I would say by saying that, admitting that. I think that's part of the problem. They pull Palin out of obscurity. She's doing what she's doing as the governor, right? And then you slam her on the national stage, and it's a feeding frenzy. You gotta be on top of your game as to the political machine and how it works and what you're gonna be asked. And I don't think that his team did a very good job of that, so she was definitely off balance. But what this is that Palin took a chunk out of her, so this Nicole Wallace is defending herself, basically. And she even went on to say a book about that would have been painful but not entirely unfair. So she's saying if Palin in her book wanted to say that things weren't executed correctly and how they threw it to the wolves, that she would go along with that. And she took big issue with Palin's version of Katie Couric's interview, which wasn't favorable, obviously, to the VP candidate, to Palin. And she said that Palin thought that it was going to be lighthearted and fun, that it was going to be a working mom speaking to another working mom and the challenges with teenage daughters and all that other sort of stuff. And Wallace says that that's either a rationalization or a justification or just pure fiction because of what they had set up. And the former aide to McCain is not doing television interviews, so you can't get them both on the same. See, that's what would be interesting. Instead of volleying things back and forth, what if you had them both on the same set? right? Everybody likes cat fight. So rare. Let's stir that pot. And then we can hear what comes out of the middle of that. So it goes. Sarah Palin is on tour with her book, and somebody who was ripped apart in the book has a few complaints. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, kiddo?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Good. This guy Obama met, his name was who? That's his real name?
President who?
Imagine him knocking on your door. You're like, who's there? He said, yeah. What do you mean, yeah? Yeah, who? Me who? What do you mean, me who? No, me who, not you who. Get out of here, you bum.
Yeah, you who. I like that. That's almost a good knock-knock joke. You just have to tweak that a little bit, and you've got a knock-knock joke there. Absolutely. Except for we'd have a translator, because, of course, his English is terrible.
Kate, another thing real quick on the serious side.
Mm-hmm.
I heard today that we lost more Army men with suicide surpassed last year already.
I know.
And they're not even deployed men either.
I know.
Really,
you know this. You know, we had Michael Anthony on a couple of times to talk about it, how it's just gotten to the point where it's so over the top. I think at this point now, the one thing that we're seeing is at least everybody's admitting in the military, because it used to be the thing that you can't go see a psychiatrist or it'll be on the record and the shame and that. I think they're lifting that veil. So that's the one good thing. There's nothing good in the suicide in that number. But if at least moving forward, more people can get help, then that's good.
You know, it's all the valley of death, and unless you're there, and I never was. I mean, you know, you'll never hear me say this is my opinion. As far as I'm concerned, I have no opinion. I don't even have any rights. The people that are over there fighting, they got rights, they got opinions. You know, whatever they say is okay by me. But God bless these guys, my God, huh? I hate when I hear that.
I do, too. I'm glad you brought that up, though, but it's have a good one. It's terrible to hear that statistic that most of the men that we've lost have been from suicide, and a lot of them weren't even those that were deployed, and certainly those coming back, the number was rather high, too, as well. And, you know, here we just had last week what we talked about Veterans Day. And you cannot, it's really true, with these Army suicides just topping the 2008, and now we're seeing some progress, you cannot say enough about our military and about the sacrifices. I say it all the time, that not just these soldiers make, but their families make. So maybe there's some progress that's happening, that they're seeing a little bit of a decline in the pace of the suicides, if you wanted to take something from it. So, but they are confirming that it's a higher number. 140 active duty soldiers are believed to have died of self-inflicted wounds. And you think of what some of them, certainly the ones that were serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, what they saw and how they had to deal with that. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Patrick Henry. The battle is not to the strong alone. It's to the vigilant, the active, the brave.